who's with me on this idea? Let's get some dogs in the schools. Let's get this figured out. You know, over at doggysaurus.com, yeah, they have such a thing, doggysaurus.com. Dogs have a very sensitive nose, can smell far better than humans. A dog can have 100 million nasal sensory receptor sites. Humans have about 6 million. So it's 20 times stronger. But some believe dogs can smell 10,000 times better than we can. Huge advantage. So they can find these items. They can sound off. Anyhow, so we'll do something. We have to. Without giving in to this narrative of this is the 85th mass shooting of the year. It's not, by the way. This is the first significant, and I say significant mass shooting, and I mean a mass shooting. What we saw in Oxford High School was a mass shooting, by the way I think about it and the way you think about it. But the way every town of the anti-gun groups think about mass shootings, or school shootings specifically. If somebody commits suicide in a school parking lot at midnight when nobody is there, they write that down as a school shooting with one fatality. That's how disconnected. That's why honesty in reporting is important. Somebody committing suicide in the parking lot of a high school at midnight is not a school shooting. You know that, so do I. What we saw in Oakland County, Michigan, that is a school shooting. It is gut-wrenching. It is disgusting. Those shots will echo around for decades because families are torn apart. Marriages fail. Depression sets in. Drug use and suicide. Everything that echoes from that horrible, horrible series of events echoes through time. There's no way to avoid it. The gunshot takes a split second. The damage it does in this regard, I don't even know if you can measure it. We'll keep an eye on that as we move forward through the next few days. Because what's going to happen, it'll fade from the headlines. We won't talk about it much anymore. We won't hear much about it. And then we'll hear it again. Unless we make moves to make sure that it doesn't happen. And my move, my suggestion today, is to try to figure out how to smell guns and detect guns on the premises before they ever get used for anything. Meanwhile, let's shift gears for a minute. Meanwhile, over at the Fearmongers Convention, better known as MSNBC, they're now throwing out the idea of a twin epidemic. By the way, how many countries? Omicron is like 40 countries now. Zero fatalities. In fact, almost nobody, I've not heard of anybody being hospitalized. I might have missed that, but zero fatalities from Omicron. And yes, that's the proper way to say it. We've had people debating this for some time, but I've gone to every major dictionary-type site on the internet that has a pronunciation guide. You can do this all the time. Any word you don't know how to pronounce, click it in pronunciation guide. It'll give you a recording. Omicron. Omicron. Yeah. Anyhow, they're throwing out the idea of a twin epidemic over at MSNBC, even though Omicron has done nothing. More like Omicron. A complete con by Tony Fauci and his stooges. I don't think anybody sees a twin pandemic, but over at MSNBC, oh boy, they are on it. Listen to this.
Mid-2021, there was a Delta variant that came out of an unvaccinated population in India, and that was even more transmissible. And it outcompeted and quickly took over the United States. So all we've been seeing for the last few months is Delta, and that's caused our devastating wave across the southern part of the United States in the summer. Now there's some concern that Omicron can outcompete or outplace Delta. That's a pretty high bar. I mean, Delta's been the most transmissible variant that we have. So I've been postulating, at least for a while, we're likely going to have both. We're going to have a twin epidemic of Delta and Omicron.
It's Omicron, doctor, and that's okay. Many people mispronounce it, but when you fearmonger and say we're going to have a twin epidemic of what? A whole bunch of people that aren't particularly sick. In fact, in South Africa, it was 80% of the people that were infected with Omicron didn't even know it. completely asymptomatic. So they're sick with Omicron, but they're unaware of it. That's my kind of epidemic right there. By the way, Merck has gotten narrow approval for its antiviral pill. Merck creating a platform for the pill off from work they did on the AIDS epidemic to help create the AIDS cocktail that has got people like, well, Magic Johnson. When was he diagnosed? Like 1995, 96? Long time ago, right? And by a vote of 13 to 10, the FDA, a panel of outside experts, recommended that the COVID pill be granted emergency use authorization. So we'll see if the Merck antiviral has the goods to stave off this infection. Maybe it's another treatment that can help people survive, right? Of course, then you've got headlines like this one. How I beat COVID-19 in 48 hours with ivermectin, just like Joe Rogan and Aaron Rodgers from the Packers. Yes, it's true. I beat COVID in 48 hours with ivermectin. Before I get to that story, anyhow, Wayne Allen Root wrote that story. Ivermectin, truly a miracle drug. I had COVID-19 for a day when I decided to take ivermectin. From that point on, COVID-19 was gone in 24 hours. Yes, ivermectin and vitamins turn the dangerous, deadly run for your life, lock down the economy, mask up for life, vaccinate or die COVID-19 into a minor common cold, and then it was gone in 24 hours. Well, that's one case. It varies among people. That's one person's experience, one. Some people have no bad outcomes. Some have terrible outcomes. As you know, I had a person working for this company on the vent for 21 days, survived, beat the odds, survived. Know of others that are in search of lung transplants now because of the damage done. We'll talk about all of it going forward. Quick break now on the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you.